Sports Appeal.
L1.
Extra points.
No! We're going to switch it up a little bit for this segment than what we normally do. Now, Matt, sports athletes, when they're not in season, they're outside training the gym.
I would hope so. I mean, I know some of them just don't, but yeah.
As an athletically husky individual, there's a couple do's and don'ts that people need to start following. Rule number one, when you are bigger than average, fluffy, hefty, plump, curvy if you're a girl, not the F word, we don't say that unless you're part of the community, you have to use loose-fitting clothes in the gym. You can't go tight. Doesn't look good. You get a real big belly jiggle on some lifts. A lot of times it creeps up to the belly button. Not a good look.
You don't wear a unitard? What the hell, man?
I mean, usually I'm just in, like, boxers. It was up to me, shirtless. But that's because I have this stunning physique that the ladies love. Gotta show it off. Another thing, color choices, gentlemen. Bright yellows, those lime greens, pinks, aquas. None of that. Get rid of it. We don't need that. Blacks, some darks. Mix a little green, a little blue in there if it's dark blue. You know, make yourself thinning. These highlighted things, it doesn't work, and you just look terrible, and you just really make the gym experience terrible for the rest of us. Now, as a fat guy, when you're lifting, you tend to sweat a lot. Proper gym etiquette says you should clean off the bench when you finish. Take 3 steps, grab a towel, and wipe it off when you're done. Don't make me wipe your sweat off or have to lay in your sweat. That's inconsiderate. It's 3 extra steps, you're in the gym to work out. Instead of going to elliptical, you can just chalk it off as that's your cardio right there. That's the fat guy view on the gym. Matt, you have any tips for us?
Well, first of all, I sweat every bit as much as any fat guy I know. So yeah, wipe off the f***ing equipment when you're done. I'm not leaving my sweat for anybody else. Same goes for everyone else in the gym. I don't want to have to lay in anybody else's sweat when I'm working out. My sweat's bad enough.
Using cardio machines. The elliptical? Nuh-uh. Don't do it. If you're walking on the treadmill, unless you're over the age of 50, nuh-uh, don't do it. Run. Don't be lazy. Or just don't do cardio like me. Either one wins, but walking's not going to cut it. Elliptical? Let the girls use the machine. AKA, let the rest of us benefit from them using the machine.
Hold on, I want to say something here. At the risk of sounding like a total pansy ass, what the f*** is wrong with an elliptical? I mean, suppose you got bad knees like me, and I need something that's not so harsh on the knees, and I don't feel like drowning myself f***ing swimming.
Well, fine, then you're not getting a workout, though.
You want to know what it really comes down to, though, Johnny? It's that I don't like cardio, so I don't want anyone else to do it. it's really just me imposing my beliefs on you like I want to do anyway.
See, I hate cardio, but I still run at the gym. And I do have bad knees, but you know what? You got to work up to it. Got to do an interval training program. Run a little, walk a little, run a little, walk a little. Start running more, walking less. Finally, you're able to run a 5K. Then you can work from there. And even though I got shitty knees, that's how I can run a 5K. It just took about 2 months to work up to it.
Just put me in a f***ing hamster's wheel.
Or you can always do the fat man shuffle on the machines. For those of you that don't know what the fat man shuffle is, that's when you walk, but you move your arms in a jogging motion. It gives the illusion that you're actually running when you're really not.
It makes you look stupid is what it does. Everyone's on to you. Everyone knows the fat man shuffle.
That is not true.
I'm sorry, Tony.
That is false and erroneous on all accounts. I have perfected the art, and I'm telling you, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Sorry. I wouldn't know your legs aren't moving.
No, my legs are moving. They're just at a walking speed, but it looks like I'm actually running. It's a great look. I'm telling you, I get away with it all the time. That's how I got through sports in high school. Like, fat man shuffle's the way to go. Just really, you gotta sell the arm motion.
Tony.
Get a little head bob going, a little shoulder bob. That's all it takes, man. I'm telling you.
Those are awesome fat man workout tips. Do you have any real tips for us, Tony?
I do. I have some ways that you at home can make some money. Take it from me. I'm an Italian. The books in Vegas open Super Bowl at -3.5 spread for the Patriots. It is now up to -5.5. What that means is Vegas got it wrong and they f***ed up. And all the money from the sharps and the betting went straight to the Panthers. Now, here's a couple things to keep in mind, though, before you lay that big bet on the Panthers after their dominating performance. Teams that went 15-1 in the regular season, in the Super Bowl, their record is 2-4. Teams that won their championship game by 30-plus points, their record in Super Bowl, 2-5. Some things to think about before you lay that big bet. If I were you, I'd let the line come back down. At 5.5, it's a little too high. It's going to start regressing back to where it started at 3.5. Settle somewhere around 4.5 area. That's what I would do if I were you. But what do I know? I'm just an Italian.
I got to agree with you on that completely. For a completely less scientific reason, Peyton Manning and the Broncos just feel like the team of destiny this year. I mean, their offense has not been good, but their defense is great. But the offense and Peyton have just been good enough to cut it in just about every single game. And Peyton actually was starting to look almost like his old self in that last game against the Patriots.
They say, like, when the old people get old and they feel their time coming, they have that rejuvenation, that one last gasp. That's what Peyton has right now. He knows he's done after the year, but he's just turning it in for one more game, putting everything on the line for what he has left, and they're still going to lose. But we can get into that next week.
Hazard Audio.